Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Hashem. May I start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
2411.
2411.
240101. Mm-hmm. 0052.
0052.
5262.
5262. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. All right, and are you calling from Just Right Cleaners?
Yes, sir.
All righty, excellent. And am I speaking with Joe?
No, this is his son. He's wanting me to...
Oh, he wanted me to call you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's your name, sir?
My name's Mark Jackson. I'm his son.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, I'm going to just go ahead and confirm a couple pieces of information that I have on file for you here. Are you guys still at 200 North Douglas Street, Malden, Montana, 63863?
Yes, sir.
All righty. And what's the best phone number for you here in case we get disconnected?
573-276. Mm-hmm.
276.
8320. That's my cell phone number.
8320. Okay. Excellent. And what's a good email for you?
Excuse me.
What's a good
email address?
Yeah.
It's Mark, M-A-R-K.
Mm-hmm.
1959. At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Got it. And, all right, we've got a lot of different programs that, you know, might fit your needs. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for so I can kind of point you in the right direction?
Well, we're wanting to get some new equipment, new washer and stuff, and, we're looking to borrow about $20,000.
$20,000?
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. And why don't you tell me a little bit about what you want to use those funds for?
For washer and other stuff. Dryer. We got a lot of breakdowns. We need to replace some of our washers. You know, needs parts and this, that, and everything. And they're outrageous.
They're expensive to fix, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just one bearing is $1,000, so.
Woo! Arm and a leg there. So we're looking for around $20,000. Want to get a washer, a dryer, and replace some of your equipment. And what kind of return are you looking at here?
What do you mean?
Like, what kind of return on your investment? If you were to get this $20,000, put in a new washer, dryer, is it going to increase your sales drastically? Is it going to, you know?
It'll help quite a bit, yes.
Yeah.
We're having to work, you know, we're down to one washer, and we're just, you know, having to work way overtime after doing a lot of extra work.
Right. So it'll kind of speed up the process for you.
Right. Okay.
All right. Gotcha. And what's the structure of your of the business? Are you guys like an LLC, an S corp, C corp?
I didn't understand you.
The structure of the business. Are you guys like an LLC? Is it an S corp, C corp, a sole proprietorship?
So.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. And when were you looking to do this by? Just as soon as possible, so we can get it going.
Yeah.
Cool. And why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Are you part owner at all, or is it just your father?
Well, he's the owner, but you know, I've been here 40-something years with him, so.
Gotcha. So he's the 100% owner then.
Right. Right.
Okay. So Joe is the 100% owner. I mean, do you know anything about his credit at all? If it would be good, bad, somewhere in the middle, really?
I'd say fair or good. Yeah.
You'd say somewhere it's good.
Excuse me.
You'd say it was a good credit. You said.
Yeah, fair to good. Yeah.
Fair to good. Okay, so we'll say somewhere in the middle to good. Very nice. And how were sales for you last year?
Let's see. We'd make about 100,000 a year to 125. You know, it varies in the dry cleaning business, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So 100 to 125, you said?
Yeah.
And then are you on track for about the same this year?
Am I on what?
Are you guys on track for
the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, should be, yeah. You know, like I said, it varies in the dry cleaning, you know.
Right. All right, so we'll say it's about the same. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 1970.
Oh, okay, so you guys are pretty well established there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our equipment's just getting wore out, and we've had it so long. You know, that's our problem.
You got to replace it. Gotcha. You guys have a lot of customers then, I assume, huh?
Yeah, quite a few.
Very nice. How'd you get into the industry?
My dad and brother, my dad and his brother started it years ago, back in, I think, 68. And my dad bought my uncle out and everything, and me and him's been doing about ever since.
Oh, wow, very nice. So you're pretty really involved in the business as well.
Yeah.
Very nice. So are you planning on kind of taking it over eventually?
Well, yeah.
Not, yeah.
Hope to, yeah.
Okay. Very nice. And have you already kind of taken a look into financing?
Well, we borrowed $5,000, I don't know, a year or two ago from Swift Capital.
Uh-huh.
And we've got that paid off.
Okay,
and,
very nice.
I think, I don't know if he's got I think he's got another one, 5,000, Empire.
Yeah. Is that a current loan that he has out on the business there?
Is it a what?
Is it that's a current loan that's out right now?
Yes.
Okay, so that one's,
I think, $42 a day, I believe.
$42 a day?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then that was a $5,000 loan initially?
Yes.
Gotcha. And do you know what the total payback on it was?
Now they sent us a letter, sir, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Do you know what
that's the, what I'm checking. Actually, what I'm checking on, you know, Sue's cheapest, you know, the rates, right, and stuff like that. And
yeah, of course.
He's having me call around and, you know, check with you. We've got, I don't know how many letters here.
You've been, have you already been making a lot of calls?
Well, I've made two.
Oh, okay.
So,
gotcha. And do you know what the remaining balance on the Empire loan is? Or, you know, ballpark.
I'd say probably maybe three.
Roughly three.
We've had it for a while. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And is that the only loan that you guys have out on the business right now?
Is that the only loan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay. Not bad at all. And were you looking at all to consolidate that loan, or were you just going to pay it off and you want this as a second position?
Well, we're wanting to borrow the money to get this stuff updated, and then, you know, then we're going to try to, well, my dad's got a house for sale, and we're trying to sell that right now, but we ain't had no luck, and that's what we were going to use the money for when we sold the house, and,
right.
And you know, and ain't had no luck yet, and, but yeah, we, you know, might probably pay it off if we, you know, if we did, could get rid of the house, yes.
Okay, gotcha. So consolidating the loan is an option for you then, right?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. So 100 to 200, 15. Excellent. All right, and so I mean, if you guys don't end up getting this, what's kind of your fallback option here?
Well, we've got one guy that, you know, that doesn't say we could have it, but the one we're doing, that we owe the Empire, the one we got it with now, he done said that he would do it, but, you know, I'm just checking on the rates and stuff. And,
yeah, of course.
And how long, you know, yeah, you know, on the 20,000, I'm wanting, you know, to know how much, time, you know, that we could have, because, how long we could go on it, because I haven't really talked to Mike about how long we could do it through him, you know.
Right.
But we're doing his daily, and, you know, there ain't no way we could do $200 a day or anything like that, you know. There
yeah.
ain't no way we could do that, you know.
Yeah, of course not. Is how long is the one with Empire?
What did he say? 121 payments, I believe, sir, or something like that. But they take out daily, five business days.
Gotcha. It's 121 payments entirely.
Right. Right.
Okay. Gotcha. So they didn't give you like a term, like it's a 6 months or it's a 9 months or a year. They just told you by payment.
Right. Right.
Gotcha. And so you said that you were trying to go through Empire again to get the additional amount. Is that correct?
Well, if we can't get it anywhere else and I can't, you know, find a better rate and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're considering it, yes.
Did they already tell you what you're looking at?
No, I haven't talked to them. I'm just okay. Checking with everybody else before I get back with them.
Gotcha. Since you're already working with them, you mean?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let's see here. I mean, based on what you're telling me, it sounds like we're looking for some working capital, just like you said. So we're looking for around $20,000, and you want to do a washer, dryer, replace some equipment, so we can increase your sales, and you'll have less layover, so you can get more done quicker.
All right.
You're trying to do it as soon as possible, right? So we can get more money rolling on the table. You told me your dad's credit is pretty solid, somewhere between fair and good.
Yep.
Sales, you're on track for 100 to 125,000 again, same as last year, right? Have you guys had an increase in sales in, say, the last few years, or has it been pretty consistent year over year?
It's pretty consistent, you know.
Yeah. It's around that 100,000 every year.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. And you said you're kind of shopping around right now and taking a look at what kind of offers that you can get. So
right.
And then you've only have that one loan out with Empire right now, correct?
Right.
I want to double check with you. Okay. All right, but yeah, based on what you're telling me, this is definitely a working capital program. And so what I can do for you is go ahead and shoot over an email to you at the, I just want to double check this with you, is mark914-1959. Is that correct?
1959, yeah.
Yeah, so it's 914-1959.
Right, right.
Okay, gotcha, @gmail.com.
Yes.
And, yeah, so what I can do is just go ahead and shoot over an email to you with kind of like the required information. I'm sure you already have done this before, so you already know what we're looking
yeah.
for. What it is we look for 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then we take a look at the most recent tax return for the business. So those are the only documents that I really need from you. And there is also going to be a one-page application that I'm going to be sending in the email as well. And then that basically just covers, the name of the business, who owns it, the address, basic information, general information on the business. And
Yeah, I've
then
done that before.
so once you send those documents into me, I shoot it right over to underwriting, and then usually within about 24 hours, I can have some sort of option for you. Option to present to you, with multiple options usually.
Okay,
And go ahead.
let me ask you a question. How long
Sure.
would that how long would y'all allow on that 20,000? I mean
So
years.
you mean like the term lengths and rates and stuff?
Yeah.
So it really varies from person to person. Like, it depends entirely mostly on the business. Have you ever done a working capital loan before?
No, no, yes.
I think the one that you have out right now is a working capital loan, right? It's a daily payment one, and then you get to use that money however you want on the
Right.
operations of the business. So the type of program is similar to that one. Was there any reason why they only approved you for 5,000 on that, or at the time is that all you wanted?
That's all we wanted.
Okay, gotcha, perfect. So it had nothing to do with, credit or anything like that.
No.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. So yeah, in a working capital loan, typically we can lend out around 10 to 15% of the top line revenue as unsecured cash. And then, from there the money can be used however you see fit for the business. But when it comes to rates and terms and things like that, we take a look at those pieces of information, the bank statements, to see what you guys have left at the end of the month after expenses have been paid. And then we take a look at the tax return and base it off of the revenue of the business. So nothing goes on personal credit. This is all entirely on the business. And from there, the underwriters decide what kind of terms and rates that are going to be available to you. And usually, we give you multiple options. We're not going to tell you like, here's a daily payment, and it's going to be a 3 month term or a 6 month term. Usually, we'll present you with multiple options to see which one fits your business the best.
Okay, well, that was one.
So what I can do for you is shoot over the email right now after we finish this phone call, and then how soon do you think you can get that those information to me?
I'll try to get it back to you today, sir. If not, it'll be tomorrow because I've got a route to run today and everything.
Yeah, nice and busy today. Sure, I mean you can try and get it into me today. The sooner I get it, obviously, the sooner I can get back to you with an answer. But if you're too busy today, definitely tomorrow. And then, I would want to get it submitted for you by tomorrow since the weekend is coming up, and that way I would have something to present to you on Monday. And so I can just go ahead and shoot that over to you, and then once I get those pieces of information in, we're ready to roll.
Okay.
How's that sound?
I'll try to do that tomorrow.
All right, perfect then. I'll
Try to
give
get it
you
done.
I'll give you a call tomorrow. Is around this time okay?
Yeah,
Yeah,
anytime.
okay, perfect. I'll give you a call tomorrow just to follow up, make sure you got the email and you were gonna put it together for me.
Okay.
All right.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, absolutely. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time today, man.
Oh, you're safe.
Thank you. Take care,
Bye-bye.
and you have a good one. All right, bye-bye.